Good morning, everybody. You're here with me once again. I am Lori the Love Sherpa, and we're here together on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I know I did. I almost didn't want it to stop. A lot of dancing, a lot of fun, just a lot of good stuff, good people. Really, really lovely weekend. This is going to sound kind of random, but I have been back on the dating apps, and I wasn't doing it for a while because I just didn't have that much time, and I still don't have a whole lot of time, but I don't know, something kind of sparked me to go and look at the dating apps, because I have this one app, and it's, you know, not like I'm not boasting or anything, but I have managed to like accrue quite a number of messages there. And I saw there were like, I don't know, like a few hundred messages of lovely gentlemen wanting to connect with me. And so I was like, okay, I have to do something about this. So I either have to pay attention to them or I have to ignore them. And I was ignoring them for a long time. And I was like, that's not very nice. I need to like at least like get rid of them or say something, one or the other, which is kind of what you have to do on these dating apps. You have to either swipe left or swipe right. You swipe left, and that means you're not interested. And swipe right, that means you are interested. And just FYI, today is March 30th, and it is 10:05 a.m. So on with my story. It's been really interesting because I had an encounter with someone just through text, didn't actually meet him. And I guess he got cold feet because we were talking and telling each other what we desired. And so I let him know that, you know, I really love when I love a good masculine man. I do. I'm not a woman that does well with the go with the flow kind of guy, or, you know, wishy-washy, can't make plans, you know, always wants to leave everything up to me. I do appreciate being consulted about my preferences. Yes, I do. Like, you know, if you want to know what kind of food I like, or excuse me one sec. Or, you know, what kind of things I like to do. Sure, of course, you have to get to know me and know what I like. And then you can pick up the gauntlet and run with it. So I was describing some of this to this gentleman, and it was just so funny because it was the day before we had scheduled our date. We were supposed to go. He reached out to me. He suggested the place. I looked it up. I was like, yeah, that sounds great. I'm, you know, looking forward to it. And so like we were chatting, and while we were chatting, I guess he got, like I said, cold feet, which seems interestingly enough to happen with me sometimes when, certain men who, I don't know, I guess maybe they feel like they can't live up to my expectations or something. He just kind of like, he said, oh, he said, I think I'm going to have to change my mind. And I'm like, oh, how come? And because I was surprised, you know, he had pursued me pretty effectively. And he said, this feels forced. And I was like, does it? I'm like, how so? And he said, "I don't know. I can't really give you an answer." And I'm like, "Okay." And I was like, "All right, I didn't say anything else. I'm like, "Fine. That's you don't know me and we haven't met, so it's obviously nothing personal, so why would I take it personally, right? Don't never take anything personally, one of the four agreements." So I don't know. I guess maybe he thought I was expecting too much, or I don't know. But anyway, I love actually how the universe just sort of takes the people who I'm actually not aligned with off my plate. Like chop chop, really effectively. And I find that I'm not the only one this is happening to lately. The universe really, really looks out for us when we are aligned. And I know another woman who this is happening to as well. And it's just like the people who are not meant for us reveal themselves very quickly. And it's amazing because I don't have to waste my time. So it's great. So so that was interesting. I still have no real idea of what happened, except I feel like if I had to, go use my projector Spidey sense, I would say that yeah, he just didn't think he could live up to being the man that I described, which is basically, like I said, just a decisive man who knows how to put his best foot forward and impress a woman and hold space and make the plans, take decisive action, which in my definition is just, being a man. You allow the woman to relax, you allow her to feel safe, you hold the container for the relationship, whatever that relationship may be, whether it's just a date, first date, or whether it's an entire relationship. The man, he's, the physically stronger one for the most part. And the woman is usually the emotionally stronger one. So men and women have very different roles and very different brains, actually. And it makes us different, which seems obvious to me, but apparently not so obvious to some people. And I find that in California, as opposed to the East Coast, a lot of men don't seem to understand this. They don't seem to really know that a feminine woman who is really comfortable with herself and doesn't necessarily always want to be in her masculine energy with a man, because that just doesn't work very well most of the time. She really wants him to kind of be the container and be able to hold that space for her so that she can relax and feel safe with him. If he doesn't put his best foot forward, if he doesn't step forward, if he doesn't, I'll use the word lead, although I don't necessarily mean it the way most people think of it. But if he doesn't lead well, it's hard for a feminine woman to really feel comfortable and safe with that man. And so that's how it is for me. It's like, I just want you to, let me know what we're doing, and I'll let you know if that feels good to me. It's pretty simple, really. I just don't want to have to be the one making all the decisions. That's it. Not that I can't, obviously I can, but that's going to make me feel like you probably don't have the wherewithal to be the man that I want you to be. And depending on the person, you know, different people might feel differently about this, but this is how I feel. And I really love when I know that the gentleman I'm with has things in control. He has a handle on things. I don't have to worry about, you know, how am I going to do this over here? It's already done. Like when a man says to me, you know, don't worry about it, I've got you. To me, that's amazing. And honestly, I feel like that's the way it should be. excuse me. So that particular person dropped off my list. And when things that are not serving us fall away, obviously one window closes, another door opens, or however that saying goes. I always forget. One door closes, another one opens. We'll just say it that way. Forget the window. And that's what I find happens. When something is cleared off your plate that you don't need or that isn't serving you, something else steps in that totally does serve you. And sometimes that can pertain to people as well. It often does. So I am very open when it comes to who I'm meeting, although they do have to feel energetically good to me. They don't have to be, you know, a GQ model necessarily, although that's always nice. And I actually do know a gentleman who, he was actually a men's health model for years and years. You've probably seen his picture on the cover. Back in the 80s and 90s, I think he did a lot of cover modeling for men's health. And I do know him. He is a friend, and I know him personally. And he's lovely. But not everyone I date necessarily has to look like him. You know? They don't. I'm a lot more interested in how I'm treated and how someone can benefit my life rather than, you know, someone looking perfect and being Mr. Perfect. I'm not looking for that necessarily. I don't need a guy who's like ripped. As long as you keep in shape and take good care of yourself, that's enough. You don't have to be like completely like 0% body fat or anything like that. What's really important is that you know how to be a protector, how to be a provider, how to step up in your masculine energy and serve the feminine. That's really important to me. And I do know many men who do this, and I have met and had encounters with many men who do not know how to do this. And it's a very interesting experience to really be in the trial and error of it. and really just kind of like sifting through and sorting through different men who are kind of, you know, offering themselves up to me. and excuse me one second. And kind of getting to pick and choose. And I don't mean that negatively. But that's in fact what I'm doing. I'm using my trial and error, human design third line ability to sift through the men who are presenting themselves to me. And I feel grateful and thankful that there are so many to choose from, and that that I appeal to these men. I'm grateful for that, very grateful. And I'm grateful for, you know, the ones who want to treat me well and are just lovely. I really am. So I have a date on Thursday afternoon, I believe it is, with one of these lovely gentlemen who had we not had the conversation that we had, I might not have really given him a chance. And so, because he's actually like a little bit different type than I usually go for. He's a little bit older. And as some of you know, the young guys throw themselves at me, and so I'm usually trying to fend them off. And some of them I haven't fended off, some of them I've taken on. And so I tend to like men who are a little bit younger than I am. Not a lot younger, maybe sometimes, but somewhat younger. Because I still feel very youthful, and when you feel youthful yourself, you tend to be attracted to people who are also youthful. But this guy has really good energy, and he seems like he's got a really good personality, and he seems like he's a masculine energy type of guy. He's very, very good at leading, I must say. He's made all the plans. I haven't had to suggest anything, and that honestly is quite a turn on. It's just so nice. And I know how this feels because my former fiance, who passed away, Dr. Fred, I sometimes call him my husband because we were together for 10 years and we lived together, and we called each other husband and wife. So I call him, both my fiance and my husband, because that's how I thought of him. That's basically what we were. So we just never actually did the whole ceremony. So that is how he was, and that is how he, honestly, that's how he got me. I wouldn't have been with him otherwise. He pursued me hard because he was 24 years older than I. And I ordinarily wouldn't have considered someone that much older. But the man pursued me hard, like I said, and kept coming after me and led with his best foot, and that's really who he was. He was a very outgoing in public, I would say. In I think he was actually more introverted than most people thought, but he was definitely in his masculine energy. He made all the plans for everything. He would consult me, see where I wanted to go. He would give me choices most of the time. He'd be like, okay, so let's go on a vacation. Do you want to go here, here, or here? And I'd be like, okay, let's go here. Or I'd say, I don't care. They all sound great. And he would pick. But usually, I would be like, oh, okay, that sounds kind of nice. Or he would just say to me, hey, do you want to go to Jamaica? Like one day, I think he did that. And I was like, yeah, that'd be great. Just, throw ideas at me. And I basically just had to follow along because his ideas were great. And I was happy to follow along because I certainly didn't want to make all those plans. So I basically just had to throw my stuff in a suitcase and jump in the car. And he took me to the airport. He got me in the VIP line. They whisked me through. I mean, it's a woman's dream, honestly, to be taken care of by a masculine man. It's this woman's dream for sure, and so many others, from what I hear. I don't really think that most women, if they really, when you come right down to it, I don't think they really like having to do everything themselves. I don't. And I don't think we're really made for it. I think we're made to do what gives us joy, what allows us to be in our feminine and be creative, amplify the things that we're given. And that, for me, feels really good when I am engaging with a man. So I love that. I love that this guy has made all the plans for Thursday. I'm actually trying to, he was trying to find a place near me, and he did find what I told him I like Greek food, and I don't know how he got on that subject, but I think he mentioned it, and I was like, oh yeah, I love Greek food, and he found a place, but me being from New York, I didn't just want to go to the local Mediterranean cafe, which basically has, gyros, and I know I'm saying that wrong, but if you know what they are, they're actually pronounced gyro. Americans usually call them gyros. They're, this thing in a cone with a piece of bread wrapped around meat and some other stuff with some sauce on it. And they're delicious, don't get me wrong. But it's not really first date fare, you know what I mean? It's like when on a first date, I really love being taken somewhere nice and somewhere with really good food. And they have really good Greek restaurants. I don't, they have really good Greek restaurants in New York. I'm not sure about out here. I'm sure there must be. I don't know that there are any in Oceanside where I live, but he wanted to come to my area, which I love. He wanted to find a place close to me, which I love. And I appreciated the effort. And I told him, I said, Greek sounds great and that food is delicious, but is there like a place that's a little more, has maybe more high quality food, like the Greek fish restaurants, because out in New York there's a couple of restaurants that are very high quality Greek, and there was one right in my town of Manhasset, which I used to go to with Dr. Fred. And it was lovely. They had like fresh fish all on display, and they had the best bread, and just really good food, really, really high quality. And so that's kind of what I was hoping for. Because I think it's really different when you take someone that you don't know to a really nice place. It's impressive for a woman, I think. And I want him to want to impress me. I do. I love that. So, I know he's looking for a place. And I will most likely find out today where that place will be, because we have till Thursday to actually figure it out. And I'm gonna let him do that. So. So it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And I have told you guys, it's really not that much fun for me to have to figure everything out on my own. I really like having a lovely man who has my back. I do. I love it. And it feels really good when I have someone like that who I can rely on. So keep your fingers crossed and send me lots of light. And, if this isn't the one, that's okay. There will be others. And I'm open to that too. So I'm not pinning all my hopes on this one guy. I'm taking it as it comes, and I'm seeing what happens, and I'm allowing the universe to provide me with a man who is perfect for me. And that is what I'm doing. And now I'm going to go to Facebook and check on all of you. Because I do not want to be remiss. So, how you can get over to our Facebook page is by going to your device or your computer, opening up a new tab and putting in 12radio.com and that will bring you over to a page where you will see some options on the left. And if you choose chat, that will take you over into the Facebook page for 12radio, where if you scroll down just slightly, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And if you're not a member, you just join, and Serena, my lovely producer, will let you in. And once you're joined, or if you've already joined, just go down, you'll see my banner, and you can join the chat. You can ask me questions. I love to answer questions. Like most of you already know, I am a spiritual psychology practitioner, trained over at the University of Santa Monica. I've been doing that for a while. I am a human design projector, which makes me a natural guide. So I tend to give pretty good advice. At least that's what they tell me. I have a lot of experience in many different areas, masculine and feminine studies, energy work, sexuality, sensuality, orgasmic meditation. So these are all things that, if you have curiosity about any of them, you can always ask. Ask anything you like, ask questions, make comments. I do pull a card or two here and there if you need help with anything. But yeah, just feel free to ask whatever you like. So I'm going to go into the chat right now and say hi to everyone. And I see Rob. Rob, you're always at the very top. I love that. See, masculine energy right there at the top. It's good to see you. And Renee. Renee is either always top or first or quite close second. And I love that, Renee. I love that you're always here. Thank you. Thank you for being here. All of you, thank you for being here. I'm very, very happy that you're all here with me. All right. Hey Jean, she says, hi Lori. Did a ceremony to guide my brother's spirit to the light. Oh, that's great. But she says, I swear that guy's patron saint was Machiavelli. Well, what can we say about that? It's a good thing that you did that ceremony, and let's just say that. I have no doubt that it helped. I feel like there was some energy definitely lifted from having you do that, and I'm happy that you did it. And it will, it's helpful for spirits because spirits are just trying to find their way back. It's not like he's trying to hurt you or anything. That was his human. That's a little bit different. Hey, Kat. She says, just joining in now. Happy Monday. Happy Monday to you too. I hope you're having a good old time up in NorCal. And I hope you come back down to SoCal very soon because I miss you. Okay. Rob says 99% of guys on dating apps are looking for hit and runs. Absolutely. Absolutely. I have found that that is very correct. Most of them are really just looking for quick sex. It's so interesting. I mean, it's not all that surprising, but in a way, it kind of is. Like, is no one looking for a relationship? And some of these guys are young, but some of them are not. So it's kind of surprising, like who's looking for the hit and run and who's not. So Rob goes on to say, too much chit chat and they lose interest, or they ghost and they ruin it for us nice guys. Sad but true. Yeah, no, you're correct. I can't say you cannot argue with that. It's exactly true. But that's okay. Like I said, if the guys are looking for hit and runs, they're not for me. I'm not a hit and run type of girl. I'm just not. And I say girl tongue in cheek, obviously. I think of myself as a full grown woman because I am. But yeah, there's truth to all of that. There is so much truth. And Kat says, oh my God, that's the truth about people revealing themselves. Yep, it really is. I am so glad that people reveal themselves quickly because I do not want to waste my time. I do not have time to waste, frankly. I would much rather be doing something by myself than wasting time on somebody who isn't going to do me any good, frankly. Hey, Quelly. Monday blessings, Lori, she says. Some Monday blessings to you too, Quelly. Glad you're here. Hey, Pamela, she says. Hi, Lori, listening in. Happy Monday. Hello, everyone. And Renee says, I like gyros. I do too. I actually love them if I'm at a carnival. Not if I'm going on a first date. I don't want a gyro. I don't want to have like messy, greasy oil sliding down my face on a first date. I just don't, even though they're delicious. They definitely are delicious, Renee. And I will have one If you come out to California and come to a carnival with me, you will see me eating a gyro. Tara. Hey, Tara. She says maybe they will have a belly dancer. That would be cool. That would be very cool. I actually took belly dancing lessons years ago. It's funny that you mentioned that. So I can sort of belly dance, but not as well as they can. But it's fun to practice. It really is fun. It's really a fun thing to take a class in belly dancing. But I went from belly dancing to pole dancing just because for some reason pole just feels so much better in my body. It's not because it's not scripted, I guess. I don't have to move a certain way when I, not when I'm doing pole tricks, but when I'm actually doing the movement in the class, like on the floor, on the wall, or even on the pole. There's a way of moving that my body just does organically. And I love that. I love that. So that's why I decided to go to the pole instead of belly. Oh, thank you, Renee. She says, fingers crossed, have fun. I intend to. I think this guy's gonna be pretty cool. Oh gosh. Rob says, I never say no to stuffed grape leaves. I think it is called dalmas. Yes, you're right. And I also love those. I've been looking at them in Trader Joe's recently because they have them in these cans. And they're delicious. They're very oily and yummy, and they're very satisfying. They're not high in protein, unfortunately. But they're good if you're carbo loading. So I usually save them for a carbo loading day. I go through my phase days where usually I will eat mostly protein and fruit, because I kind of do like a combination of carnivore and keto and mainly high protein with low carbs or no carbs, because I really love letting my body go into ketosis and burn fat for fuel instead of burn carbs for fuel. It's more efficient that way. And it's just better for your body, I have found. Especially at perimenopause and menopause, when women can start to become bereft of our hormones that we desperately need, actually. And the body starts to change a bit in a lot of cases if you're not careful and if you don't do something about it. So one of the reasons I started being really vigilant with my diet was because of menopause. I want to feel good. I want to look good. I want everything to work well. I want my health to be good. Because if I don't feel good, then I can't do all the things I really want to do. And that's no fun. Then, you get old and you get frail, and I don't ever want to get that way. So I am exercising. I am planning to go back to the gym because muscle exertion is really important, and weightlifting is especially important as time passes because you start to lose muscle. Actually, you start to lose it pretty young, and you lose it even quicker once your hormones, take a powder and leave the building. So it's really important, especially for women, as time passes, to really do some sort of strength training. So I do pole work. I haven't been able to do it for a couple months now because of the injury I had to my finger. And I have noticed that some of my muscle has gone down, and it's not as defined as before. And I don't like that. I'm accepting of it because I know that my finger has to heal. And I did go have my x-rays last week. I have not gotten the result yet. But I miss, doing all my pole work. So I've just been doing the movement because that feels really good too. But yes, our bodies definitely need to keep strengthening our muscles. Because if we don't, that's when our bodies just break down. And that's when people end up falling. And once you fall, it's like the kiss of death, honestly. That is actually one of the things that happened to my fiance husband, Dr. Fred. He fell when he was very ill. Not because he wasn't taking care of himself. He actually took very good care of himself. But he got very ill with cancer, and when he was undergoing treatment, he was very frail, and he took a fall, like a really bad one, and he pretty much passed shortly after that. It wasn't good. But anyway, that's why we have to stay strong. And he was always a big advocate of that. He really was. But sometimes you get sick and it gets a lot harder. So let's not get sick, okay? Let's stay healthy. Let's do the things. Let's, not smoke and not drink. Let's get lots of exercise. Let's do what feels good. Because honestly, feeling good is the most important thing. And if you, I did, if you feel good, that's actually the most important thing. Abraham says the only thing that matters is that you feel good. It's really true. So all the things I do are so I feel good. I had a client the other day who it said I was doing his human design chart for him, and it said right in his chart, don't worry about trying to eat foods that you think are healthy. Just eat what really appeals to you, because that is going to make you feel good and it will keep you healthy. Just the attitude of feeling good can keep you healthy and aligning with whatever you're eating. You can bless your food if you like. I do that. But align with what you're eating. And even if it's not perceived as, a healthy food to some other people, you can perceive it as a healthy food because you enjoy it so much. And your body's going to respond to that. And this is weird. People think, oh no, they have preconceived notions about what foods are healthy and what foods aren't. And yeah, there's some merit to that, but and tr some truth to that. But also, if you're like this guy and you're designed like this guy, he has a propensity to he's honestly a little how can I say? He's not a GQ model because he's not like ripped or anything like that. He's average, got a dad bod, maybe a little tummy, and but he's healthy. He does well. He's fine. He feels good, and he looks healthy. So, but he's not like at the gym every 5 seconds and getting ripped and doing sprints and all of that. He eats what feels good to him, and it said it right in his design that if he eats what feels good to him, he's going to be healthy. And sure enough, he is. And he agreed that that was indeed the way that he does things. He eats what makes him feel good. And if he likes it, he eats it, no matter what it is. And he aligns with it. And that's really, I mean, I know that's his design, but I think that that's kind of what we all have to do also. And that's why I say bless the food, because if you bless the food, when I bless my food, I usually say something like, thank you, Spirit, for blessing this food, allowing it to keep me nourished, feeling good, and being healthy, something to that effect. Sometimes I mix up the words. But yeah, you thank Spirit for blessing the food and allowing it to keep you nourished, healthy, and feeling good. It's really simple. Then you bless the food, you eat the food, you're aligned with the food, and no matter what the food is, it could be, greasy French fries or pizza, But if you align with it, I'm gonna say it's not gonna hurt you because that's just the way things work. If you really align with it, I mean, if you think in the back of your head,
Well, I'm just gonna, you know, say these things, and but in the back of my mind, I really know that these French fries are gonna kill me. That's not good. That's not what we want. You have to really align with it. And most people, the problem is with most people, they know too much about, or they think they know too much, but they know what other people have been saying about French fries. You know, they know that like seed oils are really bad for you and eating fried food is not great for you. So that's in the back of their mind. So that it's often hard to get rid of the preconceived notions and really align with the food. That's the hard part. But if you can do it, it does work. It absolutely has to work. It's actually spiritual law. I have been reading, I've been listening on Audible to a book called Happy Pocket Full of Money. My teacher was talking about it, and it was him that made me decide to go look up this book. So I've been listening to it, and it's kind of amazing. It really explains how you, as the God being, me, you, all of us, as God beings, have so much more power than we realize to create our world. And it takes you step by step and tells you why this is, how it works. It goes through quantum physics, not super in depth, but just what you need to know. And it even says that it's like, this is all you need to know about quantum physics. And it explains how things work, particles, how the observation of a thing is actually what creates the thing in reality. And when you, the thing that blew my mind is when you take your attention away from the thing, it ceases to exist. I still can't wrap my head around that. It's really wild, but it's fascinating. So that's a book I highly recommend. I still have about 5 hours of it. I forget how long it is, but I've gotten through the first few chapters, and they're pretty short chapters. So I've gotten through quite a few, but I'm really enjoying it. I usually listen to it when I drive, and yeah, it's really, really good. A happy pocket full of money, I believe it's called. Happy pocket full of money, or happy little pocket full of money. I don't know if the word little is in there, but you can look it up. It basically is, the whole book's purpose is telling you how to become rich and become wealthy and have money. And that is something that I, as a Capricorn, am always interested in, always and forever, because I look at it as kind of a game in a way, and kind of a fun thing, manifesting money. And it should be fun, because if it's not fun, it's going to be harder. So I really love finding out all these ways to do it and then actually seeing it manifest, which it does, and it has. And I have so many stories that I, some of which I have told you, all of you. And it's incredible. So I am really loving this book, and I can't wait to be in my car again so I can listen to it. Because in the house, it's kind of hard because I'm always moving around. And I get distracted with what I'm doing, and then I sort of tune out, and I don't want to do that. I really want to focus on it. I should probably just buy the book and sit down, sit my ass in a chair and read the damn book, but that doesn't seem to happen. So I have all these books in paperback and in hardcover, and I also have them on Audible because I never just sit down and read them. I'm always like traveling. So I'm a captive audience in the car. So it's the best place for me to learn things. Let me go back to the Facebook chat. See how you all doing. Oops. Sorry, I had to. I'm moving around a little bit, so I'm taking the microphone with me as I move. But yeah, I think that was kind of my point about all of that. Oops. Gotta go back and do the chat thing all over again, because it eventually times out Facebook, and there you all are. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's so funny how, like Kat just mentioned, the universe really does just take things off our plate really quickly. Excuse me, if you allow it to. And if you don't get attached to anything, I'm not attached to any of these gentlemen on the dating app. I'm just seeing what happens. I'm staying in my feminine energy. I'm relaxing. I'm allowing them to show me who they are. And they're doing just that. And it's great. So, hey, Tara. Oh my God. Look at the picture of you after a belly dance performance. That is so awesome. Oh my God. It's so beautiful. You look fabulous. Oh my God. You look so good. I'm so happy to hear that you belly dance. Oh, that must have been so much fun. I can't even. And your costume is so pretty. Oh my gosh. And the wings, the whole thing. I love it. Thanks for showing me that, Tara. All of us. Thanks for showing all of us. No, Rob, I wasn't. I wasn't insulting dad bod guys. I was actually going to say I almost prefer a dad bod to a really super ripped guy, because I have known people, not a lot of people, because it, obviously it's harder to stay ripped, especially as you get older. But I've known people who were pretty obsessed, and you know, maybe they had really good genes too, but like basically had no body fat men. And when I put my arms around someone, I would really rather feel some substance. I would rather feel some muscle mass, and a little bit of, you know, fat mass too, I think. Other tissue. I don't want to feel your bones and your muscles because it just feels weird. I want to feel like a little more of a dad bod, a little more, not overly. But I want to feel, you know, I want to have something to hold on to. I want to have some, a little bit of cushion, not a lot, but a little. Because just feeling every vein in and muscle striation in your arm or wherever just feels strange to me. Looks great, but you know, somebody with like a man with maybe like, I don't even know the percentages anymore because I'm not in the bodybuilding world anymore, but you know, like a man with 10% body fat or 15% body fat feels probably a little bit better in my arms than a man with like 5% body fat, because that's super lean. I don't go for the super lean guys. I go for the guys who have muscle and have nice definition, but you know, I can't see your internal organs. And yeah, that might sound bad, but hey, it is what it is, and I like what I like. So no, I'm definitely not fronting on the dad bod guys. I mean, this guy I'm going out with Thursday, I think he does have a dad bod, so I don't care. Like I said, Rob, it's all about how I'm treated, honestly. I can love people very easily. I'll use Fred again as an example. Fred was, he didn't have a dad bod. I can't say that. He actually used to be a long time ago. He was like 300 pounds. He's a six. He's 6'5", almost 6'6". He was when he was alive, 6'6". Okay, and I'm 5'3", barely. But he was like a massive tower of a man. But he was 24 years older than I was, and he took really good care of himself. He worked out, and he had muscle, and he did not have a gut. And that's really what I like. I don't like a gut. It doesn't appeal to me. So I like a man being a man, but taking care of himself as a man. So now all know what I like. Anyway, muscles are good. Dad bods are fine. It's okay. As long as you are trying, like you say, Rob, you know, you do try harder. You do in many ways. And I know how you mean that. Some of you try harder. I would say you probably do. I've talked to some men who actually are not trying very hard. And I just don't think that's okay. They're not trying very hard. I don't mean about themselves. I mean, with me or with women. Some of these guys, I swear, it feels like they think they're the prize. And homie, don't play that. I don't. I'm like, if you think you're the prize, then you should probably be dating a man. Don't go for women, because you're not going to work. It's not going to work. Because, you know, I want to know that he feels that I'm the prize. I do, as he should. He needs to be the one who wants to win me. And if a man, for me, doesn't feel like he wants to win the prize, which is me, then I really don't need him around in my life. He's one of the ones that kind of gets swiped left or disconnected from the dating app. I've done that a couple of times. But I would love to tell you so many more of my dating adventures, and I definitely will. But we are down to the end of the show. So I'm going to refresh the chat very quickly just to make sure I haven't missed anyone. But yeah, it's an interesting experience, I must say, just after just kind of stepping back and not really dating. I've always been open to it, but I just really was focusing on other things, like work and dance and, you know, my own inner growth and trying to get things together, especially since this whole fiasco with my car. I hope Pamela says it's easier to stay in shape than to try to get it back. Ask me how I know. Yeah, it is. And that's one of the reasons I do work at it. You know, I do keep exercising and I do keep eating well and doing what makes me feel good, because doing what makes you feel good is truly the most important thing. But if you guys are interested, get that book. I think you'll really like it, and it'll kind of blow your mind. Because I know that what it's teaching is absolute truth. It's spiritual law. It so resonates. A happy pocket full of money. Okay. I am going to take leave and let Christine Demaurier come through and do her show. And I'm just going to say thanks for all of you for being here and for chatting with me. It's always fun seeing your comments and bouncing off of them. I like doing that. And thanks again for showing up. You know, that's half of it. If you show up, everything's good. So you have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And I invite you back next week. I love you all. Bye for now.